It's the final Saturday of the regular season on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. Eric Bach joined by Philip Glasser, one of the newer Fred Nats. Two-run doubles last night and four RBIs as he recently joined the Fred Nats out of Indiana. And Philip, you and I go way back, my man. Morehead City Marlins circa 2021, and now here we both are in professional baseball. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. Small world, definitely. Enjoying my time at Morehead in 21, and then it's kind of crazy. Once I saw I got drafted by the Nationals, that you know you're up at Fredericksburg, and you know I knew we would reunite, and we did. So it's going good, man.
It certainly is going good, and I'm glad that you're here too. That we could get this reunion. But let's talk about the baseball. It's been a great start for you. Obviously, last night is a huge night. Three hits and four RBIs. Obviously, it's kind of a weird thing for you to show up here with this team that has 1 week of the regular season left. But what was your approach when you showed up here? Like, what were you trying to do?
Yeah, I mean, it was opportunity. And I knew I was going to be able to play seven or eight games and just come up here and stick to my routine, keep the main thing the main thing, and just going out there and playing, having fun. And that's basically what I've done. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun playing.
Walk me through, because I was with you. You played 2 years at Youngstown State. That summer in Morehead City that we were together was when you decided to transfer to Indiana. Obviously, that turned out to be a great decision, but what went into that decision, and tell me about your time in Bloomington.
Yeah, obviously, it was a huge decision. It worked out really well with Indiana. You know, I had two really good years there, and the development there and everything just really changed my career and, you know, became the hitter and player I am today. And so Bloomington it's a great college campus, and, you know, we had a lot of fun. We had a really good run in the tournament last year, and, you know, I love it up there. So it looking back, you know, I'm glad I made that decision.
Talking with Philip Glasser here on Fred Nats On Deck. Okay, so now draft process. You go in the 10th round of the Nationals. Walk me through that day, and what was your reaction when you heard Nationals?
Yeah, you know, it was I don't think the draft started till like 2 o'clock that day, so it's kind of weird waking up, and, you know, the time, every hour felt like a day. But going into it, you know, I was with my parents, my girlfriend, and, you know, we were just sitting there waiting for a call, and, you know, the Nationals called me, and I was super excited for that, ready to go.
And so then you get drafted, you sign, then you go straight to Florida. Tell me about your time in Florida before you came here.
Yeah, you know, that Florida heat's a little different than Ohio and Indiana. It was good down in Florida, but super happy to come up here.
For you, I mean, I've seen you play a lot before, more than most everyone else here, I think, in Fredericksburg has seen you play. Obviously, we've got 2 games left in the regular season, but you'll be back with the Nats next year, hopefully moving up the system. For somebody that's seeing Philip Glasser for the first time, that maybe wasn't a big fan of Big Ten baseball, that's seeing you, describe yourself as a player. If you're seeing yourself for the first time, what are some things that people are going to see?
Yeah, just super tough out of the plate. Just going to put the ball in play. And then defensively, you know, good range, goes after everything and tries to make as many plays as he can. But sometimes you can't make every play, and sometimes you can't always get a hit. But you can always hustle and work hard and show up, you know, with a routine in mind and be consistent every single day.
You were shortstop at Indiana for all of your collegiate career, playing second base tonight, had a handful of starts at second base here with Fredericksburg. When's the last time you played second base this consistently, and what's that adjustment been like?
Yeah, I did at Indiana, you know, the last 2 years I always played shortstop, but, you know, just during practice and during the spring and then this summer before the draft, I worked a lot out at the outfield, second and third, just to make myself more versatile. And it's been good over at second. It's just a lot of footwork adjustments, and, you know, I was well prepared for, you know, wherever they wanted me to go play.
Tell me about your perception of this clubhouse. Obviously, it's the season's winding down when you got here. I mean, I think you got there in the middle of the third inning of the Sunday home finale. But what has this clubhouse been like, and who have been some guys that have really kind of welcomed you into this team?
Yeah, it was good to reunite with, you know, a lot of the draft guys that, you know, came in with, and, you know, those guys, and, you know, some of the newer guys as well. You know, it's been a lot of fun. Just the locker room's really great, the guys are really great, and, you know, it's just fun playing baseball with those guys.
And for you, I mean, I'm sure you're going down to fall instructs and all the stuff after this weekend of baseball is over, but what is the plan for the off season for you as far as development? Like, what are some things that you're looking to attack in your game?
Yeah, I think a couple of things I really want to highlight is maybe get, you know, a little bigger and, you know, just be able to drive the ball better. A couple of tweaks in my swing here and there, and then, you know, overall working at, you know, every position for next year and, you know, making sure wherever they want to put me, you know, I'm elite at that position. So kind of on that end, just all those things.
And if I remember correctly, obviously you're an Ohio guy, but a Pittsburgh Steeler fan, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. My dad's family's from PA, so yeah, I'm a Steelers fan.
So what's the expectation for the Steelers this year?
You know, we haven't really got to the Super Bowl, but we haven't had a high ceiling, but we've had a pretty high floor. I think it's been, I don't know how many years, above 500, but, you know, I believe in Kenny Pickett. You know, I believe in the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. I believe they'll be the king of the North, the AFC North, and pretty high expectations on my end. Super Bowl, I can see happening. Divisional champs is, you know, it's for sure a thing.
It's a bold take with Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson in the same division.
Yeah, you know, I think we've got a really good coach, really good defense, and, you know, bring back a lot of experience. And, you know, I think it'll be a good season for the Steelers.
I hope it is, for your sake. Philip Glasser here on Fred Nats on Deck. The last Saturday of the regular season, Philip's at second base tonight. Thank you, my friend, and I'm so glad you're here.
Absolutely. Thank you, Eric.